News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, an Irish man took to Reddit to share his recent experiences of complaining about poor service and encouraging others to do the same, even if it's not the Irish thing to do. Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist and author. Is it an Irish thing not to complain?
Hi, Shane. Well, I think it can be particularly part of the Irish experience not to complain. I think we're told very early on our journey to life and maturation that you shouldn't complain. And we're told to avoid conflict nearly at all costs. And I think it's, you know, how many of us, I don't know about you, Shane, have eaten a dodgy meal, and when they ask you, how was that? And you go, yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and you leave fuming because how bad the meal was. I think that's something that we need to look at as a national kind of thing.
And what's your professional opinion as to why we're not good at it, say, compared to other nations?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I suppose when this might be a bit deep now for this early in the morning. When I often watch the football, the Irish football fans, you know, abroad, they're always a bit of crack, you know, they're always harmless, which is of course a good thing. But you see them always presenting themselves as, like, you know, harmless and not serious and just a bit of crack. And I think that's something about our history there of, like, you know, 800 years of being under the, let's say, you know, the control of something. I think there's something latent there in a kind of a national sense about not presenting yourself as being kind of like maybe, you know, challenging or difficult. I think we can handle difference, but difficulty, I don't think we're very good at managing within ourselves. I think it's kind of something that's like a kind of a collective consciousness there.
What about younger people? Because one thing I've noticed is, like, I've definitely got better at complaining about things. Now, I'd always try and be polite. I think that's really important. You lose the argument if you're not polite. But I have to say, my kids absolutely hate it when I do it, even if it's completely valid. They kind of get freaked out a bit. They warn me in advance not to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's probably at that age, you're more, as brain structures are more sensitive to peer feedback and connection and reinforcement through their social group. And so dad complaining about something, it's anathema to them. They can't handle it at all, for sure, because that's just that part of the brain. And I think as you get older, maybe, not that you're older, no shame, but, you know, as you get more, a few more years on the old clock there, I think you get less tolerant, not that you turn into Larry David, but that you get just a little bit less tolerant for things, and you get a little bit more honest about how you're feeling, which is good, let's be honest, because most of your early adulthood and adolescence is about trying to fit in and not rock the boat. You're trying to fit in with everybody. But as you get a bit older, I think you get a little bit more honest.
So how can people, look, you said we don't want to turn them into Larry David or the fella from Loudermilk in that Netflix series who just goes around telling people exactly what he thinks. But how can we get people to politely speak up and become more assertive and just stand up for themselves in a polite way?
Absolutely, Shane. There's actually, I know this is a nice, like, kind of like conversation, but there's a serious aspect to it as I see it, working with it. Because, you know, when you say yes all the time to people, your yes has no value. You know, when you want to say no and you say yes, your yes has no value. When you have a bad experience and you don't articulate it, that builds up in your system, I believe, you know. And I see it, you begin to resent yourself a little bit, and it's kind of the little seeds of, like, self-loathing a little bit. I think we need to understand that having conflict, we shouldn't be fearful of conflict. Something I'm always saying to parents about their children, you know, the less fearful your child is of conflict, the less conflict they have in their lives. We should teach your children how to have conflict and how to value themselves and how to be able to express themselves and articulate themselves in a way that's healthy and respectful, but also in a way that's honest and authentic to themselves. Because honestly, as I look at that, that's thriving in adulthood and thriving in your adolescence and your young adulthood, being able to stand up for yourself, being able to say what you feel and being able to be more authentic. Because when you're saying yes all the time, I know that meal was fantastic, no, that was great, and it wasn't a great experience. I do think it's the slow seeds of resentment and, you know, just a lack of sense of, you lose a bit of self in that.
So is it about becoming more like the Dutch?
It is a bit becoming more more authentic. That's what I'm always saying. Be a little bit more authentic. How did you really feel about that experience? Articulate that in a way that, as you said yourself, that's a bit respectful but honest. You'll value yourself more. You'll actually be a little bit happier with yourself.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Really interesting. Thank you indeed, Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist and author. Let us know. Should we complain more? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.